You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's one of my favorite times of the week because it's Q&A with Layla. It's an opportunity to discuss important topics with my good colleague, Layla Budin, who's our resident nutritionist. And together we field your questions that are sent to questions@drhoffman.net. And so we've got a full mailbag full of questions. I was away last week, so we actually had a best of last week. And that means that our mailbox kind of filled up. So
yes.
Let's
hear. And we love your questions.
Yeah.
What we have next is actually, we've got two questions, one from John, one from Dennis, about mesh for hernia repair. John writes, what are your recommendations about hernia surgery with or without a mesh? I heard there have been lawsuits from hernia mesh surgeries from defective meshes, and sometimes these meshes migrate and cause great discomfort. And then Dennis writes, do you have any guidance on the advantages and disadvantages of using a mesh for hernia repair? My urologist, a former hernia surgeon, said I would be crazy to have my hernia repaired
without a mesh.
A high recurrence rate on repairs done without a mesh.
Okay.
What do you think?
So,
wow.
You know, as I mentioned at the end of the last podcast, hernia repair is kind of like, cataracts. It's kind of one of those things that, if you live long enough, you can be on the launch pad for hernia repair. There is, especially in men, a weakness of something called the inguinal canal. The testes actually develop internally in the embryo, and they descend through essentially a hole in the groin area, and this hole is banded with fibrous tissue, but becomes a vulnerable spot, especially as you age and as your collagen deteriorates and as your musculature declines, what happens is there's a protuberance of your innards through that hole, and, you can get a bulge. Well, the bulge isn't the problem so much, but if your intestinal contents, your intestines actually go through the bulge and they get pinched, that can be an emergency. Plus, I've seen men who have untreated hernias and there's a whole, like a loop of bowel that's descending all the way into their scrotum. And it's, they used to use trusses, like an external device to kind of push it back in.
A truss.
And it's one of those things that is, kind of develops with aging, and it, also develops sometimes with that athletic exertion, because when you Valsalva, when you're going to lift weights, you press down, you're actually going to push on your abdominal contents, and that's going to push against the slight defect in the wall of your lower abdominal musculature, and it's going to maybe tear that hernia or at least stretch it, So this becomes an issue. So how do you fix it? Well, you can sew it up, but it's a little bit like sewing a wet paper bag. you know, it's not necessarily going to hold because the sutures have to hang on. They have to be anchored to something that is strong. And if you got a weakness in one place, it's the chances are that, you know, the adjacent area is not strong enough to hold, you know, the suture anchor. And, you know, I've seen, you know, x-rays of people who have hernia repair with what looks like wire mesh. You know, there's like a really, like wire suture rather, not mesh. We'll talk about mesh in a minute, but wire suture. And it really looks incredible. It looks like, wow, you know, you've got like, you know, a whole wire grid down there, that mm-hmm. sewed, approximated the edges of the hernia together. So the idea, you know, kind of reasonable idea, but, you know, the law of unintended consequences loom for this, is like, why not put in like a really strong mesh, you know, like Kevlar mm-hmm. or something like that. And then
we'll
sew down the edges of that and we'll put it, it's basically a patch. It's a patch.
Yeah.
So the mesh is also designed so that your tissue can regrow around that, and it's like a matrix around, like rebar, so that your tissue can.
Yeah, and it becomes part of the. Yeah.
Right. The problem is that it's a foreign material. It's a foreign material. Yeah. And number one, you sense it. You know, you feel like, ugh, you know, and there, that's a very sensitive area. And you don't want to be feeling that all the time. It's a nuisance. It's a nuisance. I mean, one of the reasons to get hernia surgery to begin with is you feel this kind of a strain, like a yucky feeling down in your groin, insecure mm-hmm. feeling, and then you go for hernia repair. So, but then you get a piece put in there that's a foreign body, and then you experience like discomfort when you move or stretch, you know, no fun. Plus, because it was a foreign body, it created inflammation, and okay, so let's take it out. Not so easy because it literally becomes part of you. It becomes infiltrated with your own connective tissue. And it got to the point where there were surgeons who specialized not in hernia repair, but in revision of bad hernia repairs with mesh. There were lawsuits about the mesh. It was a defective product. I mean, it was thought to be fine. Yeah. You know, just put it in there. But, you know, Mother Nature sometimes... you know, has different ideas. So, okay. So they're very well aware of this product, and it was resulted in, you know, multi-zillion dollar lawsuits and class action. And so now they use mesh that is more biocompatible. Now, that does not mm-hmm. assure you that you're not going to have like a, maybe a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling, like a, you know, foreign body is there, or that you could have some of the complications that were associated with the previous generation of meshes, but they're better. So I agree with the second surgeon, like, you know, you need to do something. You need to put in a mesh. Now, there is one place that's called the Schulteis Clinic in Montreal, or in Quebec. Mm-hmm. I think it's in Quebec. I'm not sure. I could look that up. But, it, you know, definitely in the French-speaking Canadian province, where they specialize in non-mesh surgical repair. And this has been going on since I've been in the beginning of my medical career. We used to say to men, hey, if you want, you know, don't go do it locally, go up there. And they attract people mm-hmm. from all over the world because they have a specialized technique that really seems to do the trick. But mm-hmm. it's kind of their trademark technique where they will do a non-mesh repair. So you can investigate that. I don't know the spelling of Schulteis. You know, maybe while you talk later, I can look it up. But it's the Schulteis mm-hmm. Clinic. That's the way you pronounce it. I'll look it up.
Okay. And a reminder to everyone, while Dr. Hoffman is looking that up, the email for questions to Q&A with Layla is questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. And call 877-726-8255 to record your question for the Intelligent Medicine Radio Show anytime 24/7.
Okay, so I have it here. I mispronounced it. It's the Schulteis Clinic, like spelled like shoulder, but the first without the ER, with an ice at the end, mm-hmm. like Schulteis, okay?
So, uh-huh.
And... Mm-hmm. They have them all over Canada. So let's see, how to become a patient. Every year, thousands of hernia patients all over the world experience a successful lifetime cure for their hernia at Schulthess. They have it in Ontario. Okay, it's in Ontario. And they have several. They have one in Ontario, I guess near Toronto. I guess it's the main address is in Ontario. Okay, it used to be.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So that's, I'm not, you know, it's tricky when you recommend somebody to a place and they don't have a good outcome. So I'm not vouching for them. I'm just saying that that is a resource worth considering. And, but it is an option for some men who want to completely bypass this. But, you know, discuss it with your surgeon and,
Okay. Thank you to both John and to Dennis for this very, very thoughtful question.
Yeah.
Hernias are pretty commonplace.
Very, very common. Yeah.
So this is something to consider.
Yeah.
If any of you are in this situation where you need to make a decision about something like that.
And, you know, I think men tend to be really in denial. And, you know, if you've got like a bulging or an out pocketing in your groin and it's, you know, uncomfortable, you know, do get checked out by a doctor. And, you know, you may be fearful of the surgery, but at least find out because, you know, it may be something where they can do kind of like a wait and see approach, like it's not so bad. Or alternatively, it may be something where it does demand urgent remediation.
Now, Dr. Hoffman, this may be a stupid question, but is this something that could be remedied with any kind of a physical therapy, like a pelvic floor exercise type thing, or is that not
not so likely because it's kind of like, you know, how do you fix a sock that's been stretched out? You know, how do you return it to its previous form and elasticity, you know?
I see.
So it's on that order of things.
It's that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, this happens to women too, because women also have a lower incidence, but they also have inguinal hernias. And there are other types of hernias, you know, they're abdominal hernias. Some people, it's congenital because they have a weakness in their, abdominal musculature where it kind of protrudes to the umbilical. You know, the umbilical cord is also a place, it's a passageway from the inside to the outside. And you can absolutely herniate through your umbilical cord. It could be something that needs to be addressed in pediatric surgery. But sometimes as people gain a lot of weight, they put more pressure on their midline and they have, an abdominal hernia, which needs to be fixed because it also threatens to pinch the intestines. So there are different places where you can have internal hernias, you know, a hiatal hernia, that's a hernia where the stomach pops through the diaphragm into the esophagus. You know, and these are, you know, internal or external, like a popping through of something that doesn't belong there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we've got an email here from Louise. Let's see here. All right. Back in July, Dr. Hoffman, back in July, I asked you about what I could use for hyperpigmentation on my inner thigh. You said salicylic acid and retinol. You stated correctly that it could be a result of metabolic syndrome. Mm-hmm. I do have that, and I'm working on correcting it. And the dark pigmentation is gone, and my skin looks great.
Fantastic.
Thank you for your advice.
Yay, a save. And so technically the condition is called acanthosis nigricans, which is an indication, sometimes a harbinger of metabolic syndrome. You know, on a physical exam, you can see sometimes, especially around the neck, but it could be in other parts of the body, like a darkening of the skin. I mean, the darkening of the skin doesn't always connote that, but it could be. You know, also the presence sometimes of skin tags, especially around the neck region or the, the underarm, can be a sign of metabolic syndrome, just on physical exam. Not always, but, you know, these are the things we look for when it's kind of a physical diagnosis, kind of a dying art these days, because it's kind of like you arrive at the hospital and immediately they put you into a scanner. They don't bother to, you know, have you take your clothes off and, you know, put on a gown. But, A lot can be deduced from just looking at the quality of the skin and, you know, peering at the body, listening, tapping, touching.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Don't you think this is a good point which to pause and maybe allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to strut their stuff? So listen up. Here goes. Mm-hmm.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Thanks very much for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. We vet our sponsors very carefully. And, I think it serves a dual purpose because on the one hand, it helps to defray the costs of production of this program, which are not inconsiderable because we have a staff and, we have a presence on the internet and, website maintenance and all that stuff, tech stuff. But it also serves the purpose of informing our listeners about things that I am advocating. So I think that is a bit of an extension of the editorial part of this show, even though, commercials like, I'll just skip that. Well, we hope that these are informative and we impart information about things that consumers may want to put into their regimens.
Yeah. Okay. And just to remember, you could shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in Dr. Hoffman's Full Script Dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. Buying through Full Script offers fast free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. You choose. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service.
Yeah, and I just put in a big order yesterday. And wait a minute.
You're going to get it shortly.
It says incoming delivery 16 minutes ago. Because I got like this little app that shows me in my building when I have an
income. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that it's arrived already. But maybe it has.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So if not today, it'll be tomorrow. They got really fast delivery. We've arranged for them for our intelligent medicine listeners that we can turn it around really quickly. So you run out of something, you won't have to go too long without it. And you can do automatic delivery, automatic refills. I don't know. I don't like that. I mean, I just don't want. I just want to. Even though it's a little bit of a nuisance to reorder all the time, I want to have the discretion to whether to order. But if you want, you can create a setting where you figure you're using 60 capsules per month. Just order a bottle every month, and it'll be there for you.
It's nice to have the options on reminders because, too many times I go, look, I'm out of this. Oh, shoot, I should have set myself that auto reminder or something like that. It's often a good idea.
You can take
advantage of that.
There are certain rituals. I mean, you do yoga, right? And there is such a thing as karma yoga, right? Can you explain what karma yoga is or shall I do it?
Karma yoga? I've not heard of karma.
So karma yoga is like the little routine things you do in life. That's my understanding of it. And karma yoga is, so they're like things like, you get up and you got a little bit of a foggy brain. And what are some of the things you do? You make the bed.
Have a cup of coffee.
Well, for me, it's a cup of tea.
It doesn't have to do with yoga, okay?
Yeah. Okay, you make the bed. That's a little bit of a little discipline. You empty the dishwasher, right? You empty the little things in the sink. And then some days you make your vitamins. And to me, it's like a little bit of a process, a little bit of a ritual, but it's like,
yes,
it actually kind of organizes your brain. Like, and it's a routine, like kind of like yoga. And I've come to enjoy it. I, you know, used to think, oh, what a nuisance. Like, oh, I'll do all these things. It's like, no, these are the things that, these are the mundane things that structure our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's nice to, and that structure brings us order.
Yes.
And when everything is ordered and organized, we are less stressed about anything. I can't stand clutter, for example, or disorganization. Like, I can't have things strewn all over my dining room table.
Yeah.
It bothers me. Everything in its place, everything has a place. I'm kind of like that. And when everything is organized, where it's supposed to be, all of that, A, I know where I could find anything. So I'm not fretting about where did I leave this or where did I file that or something else. You know, it organizes your brain. And it takes away the stress.
Right.
Of having things in disarray. Yeah,
actually,
good.
Wikipedia offers
days
a more.
Are good.
I'm looking at Wikipedia, which is not great for some things. You know, like if, you know, they're down on.
No.
It's very biased. But I think this is a straightforward article. Karma yoga. And so my definition, I think, is a little mundane. They say is one of the three classical spiritual paths mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And it's based on the yoga of action. Mm. Okay. And so it is. Karma yoga is the path of unselfish action. Well, I guess it's a little selfish when I make my bed and I make my vitamins and empty the dishwasher. But it's, you should just do stuff. And it's sort of acting in the world. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a form of karma
doing
yoga.
Doing stuff. Right. Right. What do they say? Chop wood, fetch water. Just go on about your day. And get those things done and in place and structured day. You know, like chores for children, they become happier adults.
Yeah.
You know, when we know that we have things to do or things to take care of and responsibilities, it gives us some more purpose. I'm talking about children now specifically.
Yeah.
But,
as opposed to the pursuit
having that kind
the,
of
just the, the unalloyed pursuit of leisure. You know, our goal is always to create more leisure, more leisure, more leisure. Well, you know, sometimes just, you know, a little work, you know, gardening or, you know, whatever is going to be
absolutely,
you know, very fulfilling. For me, it's actually, I have to say, I really feel in the zone writing. Writing puts me in the zone. I really enjoy writing and, you know, putting out articles for our newsletter. And thankfully, I have an audience. So thank you folks for offering me my occupational therapy every week. And, you know, so... I don't know if I would just write.
And you are quite the investigative journalist, too, Dr. Hoffman.
Yeah, I enjoy that process. I doing a deep dive. All right, let's keep going with questions, shall we?
Okay. We've got an email from Kathy. What are your thoughts on essential oils? Are they safe? That's a big topic.
That's a big, you know, so let's give, Layla, give us some examples of essential oils. You know, I guess oil, oregano,
tea tree oil, lavender oil, lemon oil, peppermint oil. These are very, very strong.
Right.
For example, if you want peppermint, you know, you put it in a diffuser with some kind of mixture, maybe water, maybe a different, a very neutral oil or something. So you don't want to take it full strength.
Right. So the question is, you know, do you take it, you know, via an inhalation or do you take it via, take it internally or do you apply it topically? You know, there are very various ways to use it. So some of the essential oils are a little caustic. So using them in a diffuser might cause eye irritation or potentially lung irritation, right? So you may want to dilute
them. So we're talking about like lavender for like an aromatherapy.
Well, lavender,
for example,
I think
as opposed to a...
Yeah.
As opposed to a tea tree oil, which may be beneficial for fungus or dandruff
topically,
or something like that.
But lavender oil can be diffused. right? Lavender oil can be diffused, and it actually has, very the studies relaxing. Show it has a relaxing effect. So I sometimes take an Epsom
Put
salt
some
bath
drops
with
in your
lavender.
Bath.
Yeah, right, with lavender.
Yeah.
So there's, it's interesting that some of them are caustic when taken internally. You know, they can cause GI irritation. They're too strong.
Sure.
So they have to be diluted. Others like peppermint. Peppermint has an interesting effect, which is that it relaxes the esophageal sphincter, which causes sometimes burping or GERD.
Reflux.
But so you want to put it in a capsule that is enterically coated so that it relaxes your intestines and reduces intestinal spasm and colic. That it's good for that. Mm-hmm. So there's another consideration with some of these. They actually have hormonal effects. So there's some studies that show that essential oils applied to the skin of young boys can cause secondary sex characteristics that are estrogenic, like gynecomastia. I'm just Googling lavender for young boys. Maybe they're going to give me like clothing here. Yeah, they give me like, there's some evidence that lavender oil may be linked to abnormal breast growth in young boys, a condition called prepubertal gynecomastia. I thought when I wrote lavender for young boys, they're going to show me like shirts or something or pants or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tea tree oil.
Right.
Also, tea tree
can
oil.
Can be estrogenic, right?
A little estrogenic in prepubertal boys. And tea tree oil is pretty good for, you know, as an antifungal. You know, you can apply it to your athlete's foot or to a fungal rash. It'll make you smell like kind of like a cabinet, though. It has that kind of aromatic smell. So, you know, I think it we have to do it on a case-by-case basis. Oregano oil is a really good natural antifungal and antibacterial. It's good for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth.
Very potent oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Sage oil is said to have, you know, potentially, you know, kind of like the name. It makes you, you know, have anti-Alzheimer's effect. Sage, right? Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So there, this is really interesting. Oh, this is an anecdote. Mm. Okay, personal anecdote. I was at the AMA headquarters many years ago. This must have been 25 years ago. And we were trying to maintain the accreditation of the American College for Advanced Medicine. We were offering CME courses. And they were very dubious. Mm-hmm. They were very dubious. And they said, you know, the stuff that you're talking about, you know, is like, you know, it's kind of like on the fringes. And, you know, for example, you had a lecture on aromatherapy. Now, can you imagine that? I mean, talk about that as like the ultimate quackery. And one of the women who was sitting there, who was a PhD researcher, and she was sitting in judgment also of us, she says, now, wait a minute. She says, there is considerable research on aromatherapy and the efficacy of aromatherapy. So they shut up. They said, oh, okay. Well, to us, it really sounded really woo-woo. And she said, no, that's legitimate. There, you know, that could be presented in a scientific way. So fun. I think at the end of the day, after a thorough grilling from the American Medical Association, we were in Chicago with their headquarters, we got our accreditation back. So that, you know, shows you that,
wonderful.
You know, there, it's, look, it sounds like one of those, pseudoscience, you know, like astrology kind of things. But there's actually a science behind it.
Wow. No, essential oils are used by, many. I know there are experts more on the botanical side of things where, and I remember there was, I had a favorite, like a goat milk soap, but it had lavender in it, and I then backed away from the lavander when I found out that it could be estrogenic. I said, maybe not a great idea.
I don't know that there's evidence that it causes problems in women, you know, like heavy periods or, you know, uterine cancer, God forbid, or breast cancer. I don't know that that's there, but I think in young boys, there's a potential, you know, so don't slather your, you know, 9-year-old boy in lavender oil or tea tree oil, you know.
Right. Don't slather your your young boys with lavender oil to get them to calm down. Stop feeding them all that sugar so they're not so hyper.
Right.
Well, so Kathy, thank you for that question. Yeah. Oh, we've got a question here from Ron. Shalom, Dr. Ron and Layla.
Okay.
Well, I'm taking NT Factor.
Is this Ron in Israel? Is this Ron in Israel?
I believe so.
Okay, because there's a naturopath in Israel who mm-hmm. follows intelligent medicine named Ron. I don't know whether it's the same one, but
yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, and he says I ordered the NT Factor and I got the pills. I was surprised to find that they weren't in capsules. Anyway, mm-hmm. I want to know.
They're actually Ron, tablets. They're chewable tablets,
they're tablets.
I think. Yeah, and you chew them. Okay. I mean, they look like, you know, mm-hmm. you can't swallow them because they're big, but you
right.
chew them like lozenges.
Yeah. Well, Ron wants to know what you take,
yeah.
Dr. Ron.
Okay.
What form do you take? And do you also take Urolithin A? Do you take them
yep.
on alternative days? Do you yep. take them the same day? NT Factor and Urolithin A.
So I think people.
And what form of NT Factor do you take?
So this kind of speaks to mitochondrial support. And so
yeah.
mitochondrial support, there are a lot of things that target the mitochondria. And I try to take as many of them as I possibly can. And I'm kind of, you know, I have a portfolio of things I take. So among which are NT Factor, which is a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And the type I take is usually the powder, which I can throw into a shake and it dissolves nicely. So it's the NT Factor powder. And then I also take MitoPure, which is Urolithin A. And that is also powder, which I also throw into the shake. And now, you might say, well, that's redundant. They're both for the mitochondria. No, they work in different ways for the mitochondria. Mitochondria are very complex. And so NT Factor stabilizes their membranes. The Urolithin A has a different effect through a different pathway. And then finally, there's nicotinamide riboside, which increases levels of NAD, which is an energy compound. And so that's that's kind of a tripartite approach to the mitochondria. Of course, there are other things that work on the mitochondria. You know, I think, you know, when you take just regular magnesium or B vitamins, they work on the magnesium. So
yeah, that works on the mitochondria. Yeah.
Yeah. So by no means is it like either or. And when I travel, I take this big chewables because then I don't have to have a blender handy. The NT Factor.
And that's the one to travel with, the chewable tablets. Otherwise, you'd like to use a powder when you're home?
Yeah, the powder, I just throw it in the blender with protein powder.
And, yeah.
Yep.
And maybe some reacted magnesium, which you also like, right? When
you do
that concoction?
Yes, yes.
Typically after a workout?
Right, right. You know, right when the muscles may demand some repletion. With some creatine as well, and some flax oil, and a little bit of colostrum. Oh, and lately, I got to tell you, you know, we have a new sponsor. It's the collagen revive product from Brightcore.
Oh,
and I'm very happy to have them on because collagen is something that I've been looking at for a long time. And initially, I was a little skeptical. I was thinking, like, well, you know, you want to use these active ingredients like glucosamine, chondroitin. But there's emerging evidence that collagen is helpful for the gut. It's helpful for the connective tissue that is throughout the body and especially in the joints, you know, our synovial membranes and the menisci. And so now I throw in a scoop of collagen, courtesy of the people at Brightcore, the Revive protein. It's very neutral. It doesn't mess with the taste, you know, the vanilla flavor of the protein powder. It just is very easily dissolvable in a shake. So I'm using that.
Oh, that's
great. So when you hear the spots for that, pay attention because I think that that's worthy of include. Do you take color? I mean, I know you'd use a lot of broth, right?
Yeah, I love broth. I eat the skin on my chicken. Right. I do not take a collagen supplement. I don't.
Right. And I did that, but I think that collagen degradation really accelerates as you age.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that is more, even cosmetically, because what makes your skin sag? It's the cross-linking of collagen and the degradation of collagen that is continually happening as you age. So
True. Yeah. And there's only so much that vitamin C and doing face aerobics is going to help.
Yeah, right. Well, vitamin C, I think, is important because it is it's a cofactor. So anyway.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, Ron also says, I just finished reading The Pulse Cure.
Oh.
And he's wondering, do you have an iPhone watch? And what app did you use for the VHR? Is that the?
I have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, you have an Apple Watch.
It's, I believe that I downloaded the, pulse variability app to
the variable heart rate. The VHR.
VHR, to the watch. It's an extra app. It will render it. It's not that accurate from the Apple Watch, but it's a reasonable facsimile, and it gives me some feedback about my autonomic state. That's a whole, science unto itself, looking at heart rate variability, HRV, and its implications for your fitness and even to predict whether it's a day to go all out on training or to, do what I call a junk workout, which is just kind of go through the motions, but don't push real hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Ron, thank you very, very much for your very thoughtful questions. And there you go. Wow.
If you're in Israel, eventually I'm going to go over there. Because there's actually Israel is really interesting because they do a lot of integrated medicine research, and their CBD research is top notch. There's a lot of there's a guy, I think his name is Meshulam, who is one of the godfathers of CBD research over there. And so not to mention that it's a fascinating country to visit. I mean, it's a little bit embattled right now. Maybe not the optimal time to war is about to break out.
Right.
To head over there, but it's on my bucket list for sure. Having been there as a teenager, I worked on a kibbutz. It was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is about kind of the outer limits of our time today.
Yes.
So our biological.
And again, we appreciate your questions.
Yep.
Yeah, we appreciate your questions. It's questions@drhoffman.net. questions@drhoffman.net. We appreciate them, so keep them coming.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and on behalf of Layla, we are hereby signing off. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Take care, everybody.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.